tired of people whining about prices. $7 for coffee, $20 to park the car. Any more complaining and I'm going to stop inviting people over.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
A farmer called his pastor's office asking if he could see the head hog at the trough. The receptionist said, "Sir, he's our beloved minister. You may call him Reverend, but not the head hog at the trough." "Well, all right," said the farmer. "I just sold some pigs and was going to donate $20,000 to the building fund. But that's okay." "Oh, just a minute," said the receptionist. "I think the little porker just came in." Ah, generosity. It is a sweet thing to behold. But money is a fascinating animal. More of it just makes us more of what we already are. Greedy? Miserable? Depressed? A twerp? More money will just amp it up. But if we're generous, we'll be more so. If God blesses us with hard, cold cash, we'll give him thanks and bless the socks off others. We won't build our kingdom, but his. There are other benefits to generosity. Two guys were marooned on an island. One paced back and forth, worried and frightened, while the other guy sat back smiling, sunning himself. His friend said, "Aren't you afraid we're going to die?" "No," said the sun tanner. "I make $1 million a year and tithe faithfully to the church. My pastor will find me." 1 Timothy 6 teaches us the virtue of generosity. "Tell them to use their money to do good," it says. "They should be rich in good works and generous to those in need, always ready to share with others." I always laugh when I hear the words, "He sure did well for himself." Is that what we're here for? Really? The famous English cleric John Wesley said, "Earn all you can, save all you can, and give all you can." What an amazing gift to the world are those who do well for others. As parents and grandparents, we can model this. The younger our kids experience the joy of giving, the better. Each week, a Florida Bible College student watched as a trailer load of orange juice was dropped off at the cafeteria. One morning in chapel, he heard the reason behind it. In broken English, an immigrant told how he had nothing but $25 and the clothes on his back and his front when he arrived from Italy. His only English? "Please, yes, no, and I am hungry." A Christian couple befriended him, and through their love, he came to know Jesus. One day he prayed, "Lord, if you give me an idea for a business, I will be faithful to give a portion of everything I make back to your work." That very morning, an idea hit him. Fresh, squeezed orange juice. Anthony Rossi soon became the first fruit shipper to develop cardboard cartons that kept fruit fresh tasting. And as founder of the Tropicana Company, he and his wife gave 50% of their income to God. Rossi also developed a small battery-powered, hand-cranked cassette player so the Bible could be listened to by people in more than 100 countries. Friends called the Rossis unpretentious and compassionate. They preferred to spend money on others rather than themselves, and they loved to give oranges to Christian colleges by the truckload so they could be all juiced up. 1 Chronicles 29 says that everything we have comes from God, and we give God only what he first gave us. Understand the riches of God's grace, and generosity is a no-brainer. Money becomes a wonderful tool for serving others, and we discover great joy in finding needs and meeting them. God loves a hilarious giver, says the Bible, which reminds me of the bumper sticker that came out after Honk If You Love Jesus. It said, "Tithe if you love Jesus. Any fool can honk."
As we wrap up 2025, we're humbled by how Laugh Again is impacting the lives of real people. One listener shared, "My husband and I had our dreams shattered when we had to return from the mission field. We listen every day and sometimes in the middle of the night. The message brings us such peace. To help extend that hope to more hearts in need through 2026, consider supporting this ministry at laughagain.org. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.